Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, bonjour. This is the Just Stories Love Show, and I am your hostess, Cynthia Williams, Just Stories Love Jahi. I am the wife of the founder of this platform of shows called the Home Based Business 101 Platform. And my husband's name is Baba Fatawi Jahi. And I am so excited to be here with you today. Featuring another show on a Friday, June the 30th, 2017. How exciting is that? Again, welcome to the Just Stories Love Show. I am your host, Cynthia Jahi, and the platform is from the Home Based Business 101, in which you can catch that show on Sundays at 9 o'clock a.m. Look for Home Based Business 101 by Baba Fatawi Jahi. He is the tax guru. He is the guru to help you to put your nonprofit in place so that you can service and better serve the community and help more people. And he helps in so many, many, many ways. He also has assistance where he will help you put together your business plan. Because, see, when you have to deal with the IRS, they want to know, well, do you have a business plan? And you go from there. So, again, Home-Based Business 101, Baba Fatawi Jahi, can be found 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on 101 Home-Based Business. Also, I want to make sure you know about the wonderful Victoria Falk out of New York City. You can catch her at 3 o'clock on Mondays and learn everything there is to know about travel from Miss Victoria Falk, and she's been doing some travel. This is another day I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. I have the utmost gratitude to my Creator. I'm just so thank you for Father, Mother of Divineness, of creation, of what makes my heart tick, what gives me the breath of life, helps my eyes to open, and my eyes are not going to open and close without the Creator. Say, hey, open them eyes and move those arms and move those fingers and those toes and do those pliés and kick that leg and walk and talk. And making my spleen operate without me having to do anything about it, you know, and my lungs and my kidneys and my liver. And I am thankful. And I'm thankful for my healthy mother who's 90 years old, Mrs. Edith Williams, and a beautiful sister, Kim. My daughter, Sunshine King, who is a therapist, a massage therapist, and my grandson. And I'm just so thankful for my in-laws, Miss Elaine Dickerson and Mr. Otis Dickerson, all of my in-laws and nieces and nephews, my in-law Vanessa and Cassie, and just so many people and their children. And it just goes on and on and on and on. If you've been in my life, and you've got a smile, I'm smiling at you, you're smiling at me, hey, I am thankful that you've been in my life. And that brings me to the topic of peace. Ooh. Do you know why the trees wake at springtime? White morning is sprinkled with dew. Only God has the answers to questions like these. But here are the questions for you. Do you know if you're ready for heaven? Do you know if you're ready for heaven? If the Savior should call, have you given your all? Do you know if your heart's right with him? Thank you. As you know, as it would be, I had a moment there where the words didn't come, but my heart is there. And that's what this is all about. We don't necessarily know how and why the trees wake at springtime. We really may only know the scientific reason why the sky is blue, why the water appears blue, and why clouds take different formations and different, they're so puffy white and they get that black look when the storm is coming. How in the world does a bumblebee fly with those tiny wings and such a huge body? But when we stop and think about it and we say, man, There's got to be this awesome creation that creates. And I know most of us want to know, well, where did creation come from? I don't know. But I'm going to go from what I feel, and that is that it's something that created what we all are familiar with, us and animals and plants and the rocks and the mountains and the valleys and the oceans and the seas. And all the peace that we feel, you know, when the sun rises or when we see the sun, because it doesn't really rise, the earth revolves around it different ways. It looks like it's rising to us, though, in the morning. It comes up so quietly. And the same thing with the moon in the evening and the sun as it appears to be setting. It doesn't make a fuss about it. Now, the Creator does make some fuss when he brings the storms and there's clapping, thunder. And that's what it sounds like to us. And I could, but I'm not going to get into all the scientific parts of that because I actually don't know all of the scientific parts. But I know that it's special. And it's that time that I grant my moment of peace. No matter what I'm doing and where I'm at, I grasp that moment of peace for myself. And if I can, I try to encourage other people. A storm is coming and your home is in the evening. And you might even have the TV on. You know how we are today. We got something playing in every room. You got a TV. Somebody's on a computer. There's music playing. Everybody's got cell phones. And children are playing their video games. But at that moment, I encourage everyone to turn everything electrical off for several reasons. I'm old school and I don't want lightning to strike us. I know some people are going to say, hogwash, you know. But this is my show and my platform and my thoughts. So I'm sharing it with you. And I hope that you can get with that. You can say, you know, okay, let me share her point of view. And who knows, I may even have you on to share your point of view. And if you want to do that, the best way to contact me is to hit me up on Facebook, Cynthia Jahi. I'm right there, J-A-H-I, Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. And say, I'd like to share a point of view about peace and what maybe you do when it's lightning and raining. I don't know. So long as it's, you know, decent and in order, who knows? But I like for there to be a moment of peace. And my husband looks at me because he actually could go ahead and type and have the computer on, TV on, the radio on, and now so. But that is where he's at. But he respects my desire, and 99.9% of the time, he'll turn off the TV if we even have a TV on. In our home, we actually don't even have a TV. But when we're at a hotel or at my family's home, and his family's home, there's a TV, and if him and I have control of it, then we even leave the area. My mother, she'll turn hers off, too, so it works out fine. And my sister is agreement with turning the TV off. So we turn off computers and TVs, and we just enjoy the silence. If I'm in Rocky Mount, the back door and the front door is usually relaxed and open so that we can feel the breeze. And where we live at, there's a tin roof. And you might say, oh, my God, where are they living? Let me tell you, there is nothing more musical like a tap dance, like hearing and feeling the tap dance kid and Sammy Davis Jr. on the roof of your home. You see, you know, it all depends on what you can appreciate in life. And it just so happens that my husband and I, we appreciate that. And it's nothing like watching the glistening of the sun on the rainy or the wet leaves at the trees off in the near distance in between the houses, anywhere that I go. And there's nothing more tranquil and beautiful than watching the raindrops as they collect on the spider webs on the baseball field at Martin Luther King Park or at the Martin Luther King Park, where it was a peaceful area where we walked in like a sanctuary. And it is like about an acre or maybe 2 acres of land. It's absolutely beautiful. But it all depends on whether you look at what God gives us in fear or with love, understanding that we and it and those spiders and some of the other little creepy things, we're all on this planet together, like it or not. And as I've shared with you in the past, I don't like all of them, but I respect them. I try to understand and admire those creatures that God has put around us. And I find peace in that. I find peace in when I see certain types of bugs that come into the house uninvited, whether it's certain types of spiders and certain types of jumpy critters, I will pick them up and release them to the outdoors. You know, there are some, you know, that won't make it like that. You know, that's why they got fly swatters, right? If I can open the door, though, and it'll fly back out, I will do that. I'm gonna, hey, you have so many seconds to decide to be free and have peace and be outside of my home. If you hang in there too long, well, fly swatter might get you, okay? But other than that, no, I try to be more creature animal friendly. And that is another part of peace and showing peace to other people who their first reaction is to squash, stamp, and kill whatever it is that comes near them. Even poor little butterflies. Poor little butterflies. People are scared of butterflies and they kill the beautiful, beautiful thing called a butterfly. They're scared of squirrels and birds. Okay, people, get a life, wake up. It's called life, nature, and we're all sharing this ecosystem, and 9 times out of 10, you have invaded their area. Peace. Wow. I shared with you last week how I spent time with one of my brothers. He is recovering from a leg vein operation, and it's how I expanded my peace because the peace that I had within me, I shared it with him. You know, the students in the hospital holding his hand, telling him, hey, your older sister's here with you, and I got him by a year and a half, y'all, okay? And I'm here with you. He says, hey, sis, you can go home. No, peace is being able to take that person by the hand, look them in the eye, and say, I'm here. You can't even put me out. I'm here for the day. I got my backpack with crochet. I got 2 or 3 books to read. The doctor's got my phone number. I got their phone number. I'm sitting out here in this waiting area, and I'm one happy sister to you, my brother. Peace, people. Peace. We are so busy with so many things we think we got to do, and we're rushing here and rushing there. And that works for some people. And then there are people who 80% of the people who don't even realize that they're unnecessarily rushing their life away. But how about some moments of peace? Peace is my sister's best friend, Lorraine Johnson, and her mother, Dorothy, coming by to pick my sister Kim up and riding off to church together and fellowshipping together. One, it gives my sister peace because she gets to go and do something that's important to her, to be at the Saunders Baptist Church in Baltimore City and to be fellowshipping under the direction of Bishop Walter Thomas. And that she met 2 ladies, which is a mother and daughter. Lorraine is Dorothy's mother, Dorothy's daughter, I meant to say. She met them at another church, which was great, and they're moving around a bit, and for different reasons, people are attending these Saunders now. And because of the relationship and the friendship that they developed at another sister church, actually, a sister church, they called Kim and said that she was welcome to continue to ride with them to church. This is people extending their peace to you. I am here from North Carolina, and while I am here, back and forth visiting and helping out, the purpose is to expand peace. My sister can now go to church as often as she pleases whenever I am here. So quite often I try to make sure I'm here on a Sunday so that she can go to church. And if my mom is unable to go, our mom is 90, then I am here. See, there's a message to my madness, people. Do you know why the trees wake at springtime? Why do we sometimes refuse to help our brothers? And I'm talking blood brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, cousins, nieces. And then there's the strangers or the people who are our extended family, because our brothers and sisters outside of our biological families are really our brothers and sisters. When I can, I do. Now I try to set aside dollar bills, $10 bills, $20 bills. I usually not much over 20 at this time, okay? And I see the little squeegee children, and I give them a dollar or two. And if I can and when I can, I find. Because the squeegee children out there, you know, trying to clean your windows and get some money, they get out of trouble. They got basketball teams they're trying to, or baseball teams they're trying to have. Or just because that's the money that they need for their parents who just don't have the money or the mindset to help them. And they're trying to earn some extra money. Peace. It gives me peace to give to these young people. And it gives me peace to have them wash my window because it was pretty dirty. A bird had got me that day. I needed that young little squeezy boys in the corner, Hilton Street and Baltimore City, to give me some windfalls in Hilton. Come on, people, drive on past there in Baltimore City and allow them to wash your windows. Don't be afraid of the squeezy children. You know, it's the thing to do. It's the right thing to do. These are young entrepreneurs at heart. And then you've got the snowball cone saying, you know, hey, stop there and, you know, buy those snowballs from those young people who are trying to do something different. I have today some more peaceful things I want to share with you. The National Black Unity Newspaper. If you are a people of color, an African-American in particular, I am a representative of this paper, and if you want to get exposure for your business, then you need to hit me up on Facebook, Cynthia Jaheen, because I am a national editor along with my husband, Baba Sitawi Jaheen, J-A-H-I, or you can text me at 252-406-0774. I'll repeat it, 252-406-0774, and say, I want to be in that newspaper. This paper is, we're just doing, it's the first, the premier paper. We got that out. The first, it's the promotional issue. I will autograph it for you if you want me to get you one. If you want to get in this paper and have your voice heard, and it's about your business. We're not, this is a promotional paper about promoting unity in our communities. We're keeping the dream alive. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? It's all about good news, people. Your business, and your business has got to be good news. And remember, this is all a part of the Home-Based Business 101 platform, okay? So I'm talking about good news, and we have people in here that have the travel businesses. We have, that's us. We have people in here who have, they do poetry. They help people with sleeping disorders. They have a fitness and nutrition. Catherine Brown, a fitness and nutrition. Oh, my goodness. There's so many people in here. Faruqa Anu, who's national editor for food services. She's got BeMoreBlack.com. We have Patrick Asanza, who is connecting Africa to America for you entrepreneurs who want to do some trading outside the country. We have Zeke and Jerry Stewart. I know them personally, wonderful people. They help you with your multi-level marketing. They're multi-level marketing gurus. We have Aki Ami. Hey, come and join the paper. And this is a national physical paper, but there's an international side. Come on, people. You know you're on the internet and you want to make your business grow. What better way than to be a part of the National Black Unity News? And if you go looking for the National Black Unity News, just tell them that Cynthia Jaheen sent you. And, hey, who knows, you may get some special treatment from doing that, or just reach me, Cynthia Jaheen. Now, that's my way of having peace, sharing. Sharing information or something that gives me tremendous joy. Tremendous joy. Also, I'm going to share with you places that give me peace. Again, this is my inside peace flowing out to you. I just shared with you how my sister and I, from time to time, well, she always goes to New Songs Baptist Church. She gets peace there. My husband and I, we go to Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. You want to go? You want to know what it's all about? You want me to hook up a trip for you? Because I am a travel agent, too. Then hit me up on Facebook. Message me. That's the best way. Cynthia Jahi, J-A-H-I. Cynthia, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Or you can text me. I want to travel. I want to go to some of these peaceful places. 252-406-0774. There are dozens and dozens of places in America and around the world to go to get some peace. I will tell you where I've been. I'll tell you where friends of mine have been. I've got some very good friends. Again, when I go to Cuba, I'm not going on that trip, but hey, they're going to go and have a blast. They're going to have a great time. So keep in mind the things that give you peace. Harpers Ferry, West Virginia, is in the mountainous area or hill area. If you're from California, call it hills, okay, because it's not as, the mountains are not as big as the ones in California. But for Baltimore City, young lady who's never been that far at that time, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. The history there is mind-boggling. You have, you know, a place where John Brown, the white abolitionist, and Frederick Douglass met there before John Brown did the John Brown raid, which kind of was a catalyst for the Civil War. And war, you know, I know war is not a good thing, but war did bring some peace. And sometimes, unfortunately, that is a method that people use because there are groups of people who can't decide to come together peacefully, or their leaders can't decide to come together peacefully. But now it's a peaceful area, and you can go there. You can get a wonderful hotel through my website, www.myvortex, that's with a V as in Barry, O-R-T-E-X, 365.com/ M as in men, U as in unlimited, ooh. Group, V-R-O-U-P, which is actually Movements Unlimited Group. Again, 252-406-0774. You can also hear this in the archives. But, you know, travel, it's up to you. I always say, if it's to be, it's up to God and me. If it's to be, it's up to God and we, if we're doing a team collective effort to have peace. So, I do things consciously to create peace. I am driving, and I am thinking about where I'm going, and I am thinking about all the drivers around me. You know, it's, you know, even some kind of far away, like you hear a fire truck coming or an ambulance coming or a police car coming. Sometimes you don't know exactly, like, where in the world is it, because really it's going to upset my day because, you know, you want to get out of the way. So I'm already thinking, where do I need to pull over? To the right off the left. So that there can be peace. They can get where they need to go by getting by me. I deliberately make sure I don't block any driveways because other people definitely need to get out of a driveway or get into a driveway or to a fast food place or to get gas to a store. Other openings in the road. And the intersections, trying my best not to be sticking out, hanging in, you know, in the way. When you're in the way, you're not causing peace. You're causing confusion. So we want to have peace. So think it ahead of time, not always thinking about yourself in the sense of, I got to get to that light. I'm going to go ahead and block the intersection because I want to be already through there because, you know, unless it's so messed up that, and it's every now and then that you have to go ahead and be aggressive and go through it because you can already see if you don't, then because other cars are making lefts and rights, you're not going to get there within the next three light changes. And I understand that. I do understand that. But if we could think more of being considerate of everybody involved, there are times we can kind of wait. I'll turn. We'll have to be, I'm first. I'm next. I got to get there. Another thing that can give you peace is planning and leaving early. Now, I'm saying that, but I have to iron my skirt for today. I'm going out this evening at 6 to be somewhere. And I did not iron my skirt the day before or last week. So I have to do that. It's kind of last minute, but it's not at least an hour before. I'm going to do that when I get off the phone. Iron the skirt. Because I know me. I've got to go out somewhere for a little while. When I come back, I will feel rushed. So the skirt will be on before I go to a couple of places I need to go to. Peace. My sister and I are going to pick up a card to take to Bishop Walter Thomas because he lost his mom. And we want to give him peace of heart and know that as parishioners and as a friend of the church that we care about the fact that he lost his mom. People taking the time to send a card in the mail. It's old school, but it's personal, it's private. He opens it up and he gets to read it and feel that connection with other people. We have to get back to doing that to our aunties and our uncles and grandparents, if you're fortunate to have yours, and your dear friends. And I'm old school, I'm 61, so, you know, I'm still old school, but I think there's some young people who can appreciate that. I have a friend, her name is Mara, and she's a new business friend of mine, and she does personalized cards, and I'll be sending some information out about her, too. So, you know, I'll be listening and looking out for that. Peace. It's all in being aware of, as they say, the teeth of Tao, when you have confusion and chaos, or we're just too busy, or we're just moving about too fast, and we have to stop and say, man, you know, there's a lot of confusion going on here. I absolutely need some peace. I need some peace. You know, I need some peace. I want some peace. I want to project peace. I want to give peace. Again, it's a decision. It is such a decision. We have to decide that we want to be peaceful. We represent peace. We represent peace and comfort and love. That, my dear, is a conscientious decision. To actually decide that you want to do those things, but you have to become aware. And once you're aware, so let me help you kind of know whether you may not be aware of that or not. If you find yourself arguing a lot, if you find yourself having to have the last word, if it's absolutely necessary for you to always get your point across, then you really are not experiencing true peace. You think you are because you feel like, I took care of that. I got the last word. I got my point across. I told them off. Think about how you even sound as you say that in your own mind, in your own space. Look at your face when you're saying it. I'm going to tell you, it's not a very pretty or handsome face. And you might be smiling, but there's probably a smirk there. And I know that all of these characteristics is what makes the world go round, and everyone can't be the same because it probably would be boring. But it could be a little too bit more peaceful if everyone at the sound of my voice just took a moment and said, you know, was it necessary for me to have the last word in that last conversation? As a matter of fact, in some male-female conversation, it may have caused you immense problems. And for some people, it causes them to end up in a battered situation. And I'm not saying that that's right. I'm just saying we need to think about it. Are we creating conflict for ourselves by wanting to prove a point? And especially if you want to prove a point with someone who may not be too mentally balanced. Think about it. Person not mentally balanced and you want to insist on getting your point across. Person comes in your house falling over drunk, cursing, carrying on. You really want to deal with them or you want to wait a little bit until they've calmed themselves down and gotten themselves on a better track? Or maybe you need to move yourself out of that situation. That's a whole long thing on abusive situations, whether they're male, female, or children being abused. Somebody's got to be removed from the situation so that the person that's being abused can have peace. And I would hope the person that's doing the peace, the abusiveness, can receive the help that they need if they are helpable. Okay, so that's another topic right there. If it's possible for them to receive help. Okay, I want to stop a minute and put in a plug for Home Based Business 101. You can see that show. Listen to it. I'm very live on Sunday mornings, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It is a program that my husband created. My husband is a wonderful, handsome Bible Sitala King Gozi Jahi. I've been married to him for 30 years. Yes, and we are about to embark on another adventure, part of the journey. I'm going to embark on that with our brother David Murphy. We're excited, and so we're excited about that. And I just want you to be listen to his show, and you can find his show in the archives. I would highly suggest that you get his show in archives, and that's Home-Based Business 101 with Baba Satali Jahi. Also, I'm going to put in a plug and announce for Miss Victoria Falk. I call her Victoria Falk. Her show is at 3 o'clock every Monday, and she is the travel guru queen, okay? All right. Also, if you want to do some different type of travel with me, I'm into a lot of museums and a lot of natural things. I told you about Harpers Ferry, West Virginia. So you could do that also. Check with me and see what we can put together for you. And just go from there. If you want to do something with New York City, I highly recommend you catch up with Sister Victoria Falk. Tell her that Cynthia Jahi sent you, okay? And, you know, for her to be able to keep that into consideration. So more things about peace. Do you know why the trees wake at springtime? Taking the time to even think. Stop what you're doing. Make a change in your day. Dr. Wayne Dyer, in his last year, spoke a lot about instead of having that busy schedule and having everything lined up, like, you know, 3 o'clock I'm going to do this here, 4 o'clock every day I do this, every Tuesday I do this. Make a change, people, make a change. Let there be a change. Do something. Somebody might say, Dark Moore Reeve would say drastically different. And it's not that drastic. It's just it's your life. And it's so important to say, today I'm going to do it different. And if you need to live a significant other one, know that. I'm not going to work today because you don't want people worried about where you are. Then let them know that. You're riding. Why do you ride down the same street every day to go to work or to go wherever you're going? There are probably 5 to 8 to 10 different ways you could go to the places you go. I always choose to find a different path. Actually, it's something my dad taught. You know, it's always important to know more than one way to do anything. And he says, you know, if you're driving across town, just in case a street is blocked off, it's not a problem for you because you know how to go down another street. For some people, it's like, oh, my goodness, street is blocked off. What do I do? I'm lost. I can't even get where I'm going to go. I'm going to be late. Oh, my God, I can't even get there. But you can get there. That one street is blocked off, not all the streets, and not the street directly in front of where you are going. And if that's the case, then you may have to park a block away, find out what's going on, of course, and then proceed to where you're supposed to be going. Give yourself peace by giving yourself knowledge and information. Give yourself peace by making sure sometimes you don't have too much knowledge and information that could be erroneous knowledge and information. I know people who won't go someplace because they heard something. I heard such and such a thing. I'm not going there. I heard them people are from here or there. Hey, why don't you go and find out for yourself? Now, use some discernment. You wouldn't want to hear that there was a dying fight somewhere and you want to go and be a part of that. No, I don't think that. I wouldn't go there. But, you know, maybe there's a certain kind of food and they serve somewhere and it's different, you know. And somebody says, oh, I don't eat that kind of food. I don't eat food from different places around the world. Well, sometimes maybe you need to try something different, something to stimulate your taste buds, your smell, your senses need to be stimulated. That can give you peace. My husband brought some food home from a Senegalese restaurant, and boy, that gave me peace. It was delicious. It was arousing, and it was like, wow, this is so good. And now I'm looking forward to actually going to their restaurant. And, oh, by the way, it's inside of the newspaper, the Black Unity newspaper. It gave me peace, and it was fun, and it was wonderful. All of these things are important. Interacting with each other, slowing things down, thinking about how you're driving. Are you driving with the music blasting? Okay, great, you're not hearing what you want to hear, but maybe you're breaking the peace from someone else. I'm not saying they want to ride in silence. Matter of fact, sometimes when people ride by, I'm going to hear a little too much, and they're sitting there for a few minutes, I kind of like it. But when it's blasting, when you can hardly even recognize it, then it's you're not extending peace, you're extending a lot of pain in the neck, a lot of noise, okay? Yeah, I know. And you're going to hear me talk quite frankly, you know, because why not? That is part of my freedom of speech, being African-American, growing up in Baltimore City. There may be some different slangs and things that I use. It is a colorful language. I'm not going to curse or anything like that. Also, as a human being, the right to create language. I am a firm believer, you know, the writer, the author of Mary Poppins, which you just saw on the mail, I don't even remember who the author was, has a word that I use all the time. They ask me, how are you doing, Cynthia Jahi, or Jasari's Love? And I say, I am super califragilisticexpialidocious. So now when I say, I am filled with emoji, kuji, chagalia, ujima, ujama, nia, kuumba, imani, and a whole lot of hoshima and penda. Wow. That means I'm filled with unity. I am filled with self-determination. I'm filled with a desire to help my brothers and sisters solve their problems together with them. I am filled with a desire to work with my brothers and sisters to build stores and other businesses and shop and maintain them together and profit from them together. I am filled with a desire to always be on purpose. I am filled with a desire to always be creative and to make the situation better than I inherited it. I am filled with imani, my imani with my creator first, with me, my relationship with mother, father of creation, and then my husband, and knowing that he's a believer in father and mother creation, the divineness, one is whether you call it God, Allah, you know, whatever you call it, Krishna or whatever, if you call it Jesus, okay. I just call it the divine oneness, and my parents, my leaders, and only my leaders, only because I believe they believe in divineness, the divine creation, father and mother that created this order that we have on earth. And the same thing for anybody that I would consider a leader, Marcus Garvey, believed in one God. Okay. Dr. Martin Luther King, he believed in God. And the righteousness and victory of our struggle. That's how I greet you. I am filled with Umoja, Kuji Chagale, Ujima, Ujama, Nea, Kuumba, Imani, Hashima, and Penda. It's my choice. I've had a gun put to my head, but I'm still with Umoja. Okay? Because once it happens, thank God it didn't go off, then it gives me more of an opportunity to be filled with supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I am Cynthia Jahi, and I am filled with Umoja, Kuji Chagalia, Ujima, Ujama, Nia, Kuumba, Imani, Hashima, and Penda. And then it goes on, I'm filled with laughter and joy and love and soulfulness and equanimity and firmness in my decisions. I'm reasonably unreasonable, but I'm more love and balance. I am reasonably loyal to things that make sense to me. Filled with discernment. Open to learn something new every day. Balance. Living in moderation. jumping up and down, crocheting until my fingers are just tired. Willing to skate again, although I broke my ankle in two places on my right leg. Willing to try skiing, but going slow. Still trying to see that tennis ball. My husband sends him across the court. He loves tennis. Willing to sit through a tennis match, even though I don't always know what it's all about. Love was, and peace. Sitting a few weeks ago and looking at a basketball game, and I am really not into the TV sports, but I enjoyed the game with my husband, and I rooted for both teams, and then I did root for the one that won, though. And I enjoyed seeing those guys get those balls in there, you know. Peace and love was saying to myself, it's not really what I want to do at this moment, but my husband's looking at this game, and it'd be kind of fun to be able to laugh at him and say, yes, as the ball goes in, right? You know, and that's a good conversation that we can have. I'm looking at some tennis matches and some football games and some baseball games. He doesn't look at a lot of baseball, though. Now, I love ice skating, and oh, my God. If you're trying to find peace in between the oohs and ahs, look at ice skating. It is so soft, yet so fabulous, yet so tantalizing, and yet like, wow, how risque the couples are, and the risk that they take. Ballet, so beautiful. Swimming, so beautiful. And so I take these things, and they give me joy. I went to the Universal Big Top Circus. Let me tell you what's beautiful there. The young men who could contortionist, they could do so many things with their bodies. And some of it was kind of funny and weird. We'll go like, oh, it hurts to think about doing that. But the beauty that I saw in that was the peace. And I know that they had to be in a very peaceful, calm environment in order for them to teach themselves how to, what was the, how far they could take their bodies and stretching their arms, sockets all the way around backwards and their necks almost 300. And I would say one guy went 345 degrees with his neck, no joke. And their legs, I think, on 345 degree angles. Please, really? Okay. The people on the flying trapeze, oh my God. The people who did the, you know, they do this tumbling act where they lift people up on top of their shoulders and hold each other by one hand and one finger and all that kind of stuff. A little 12-year-old boy all the way up there, he stacked up like up on 8 people. But you know that when they practice that, it gives them peace in the midst of the danger that the act requires. Peace. Now I was talking about Dr. Wayne Dyer, and just take your time. Pull up Dr. Wayne Dyer, D-Y-E-R, and go through the I am, all of that. That's good. And the shift. The shift is there. Look at it. Take your time. I highly advise you that you take notes. So every night I find time, and I don't know how to do it, to do the I am and listen to the child, the child, the doe. I'm just trying to say these words. Anyway, you go to the doctor. Wayne Dyer, you'll see the T-A-O, which is pronounced the Dow, okay? The Dow to Chin, C-H-I-N. And it talks about the I-M in life. You know, everything has these labels because we men and women create labels. We create words like beautiful and ugly because everything just is. And how could anybody say that any particular person is the most beautiful woman in the world? Because beauty is defined by the people who see them and how we've been domesticated so that our eyes only see and think that thin noses and thin eyes and thin faces and thin is beautiful. When you can go right into Morocco and see heavy women, and to all the men there, the women are beautiful. I think that Jill Scott is absolutely beautiful. I think that Monique is absolutely beautiful. I think the Dolly Parton is beautiful. I've seen people, black, white, all shapes and sizes, and I found them to be beautiful. men that are absolutely handsome, that look nothing like the people that they took for these magazines. Not just the Billy Dee Williams, but there's so, not just the Denzel Washingtons, but so many men. Just the man on the street, my neighbors, there are people who are out there. I'm not Googling it, I'm not like that. They are handsome in that they are divine human beings. They, you know, well, you know, it's kind of hard to explain it, but just erasing all of what people say about whether a person has to have a six-pack or whether they have to have the perfect head and chin and all that. You just take a person and you spend a few minutes with them and you have a conversation. And in that conversation, you feel this beauty emitting from this person, that kind of beauty, along with whatever people think are features that are beautiful. But features come and go. Features come and go. When I fell and hurt my leg, I had a pretty rough-looking ankle there. It wasn't beautiful. It was messed up. You know, but we have to find the beauty and everything and not try to find the ugly, I guess that's what I'm saying, and get away from these titles of, oh, she has it together. And even in the business world, and that's something I want to address because I got to go to a business mixer tonight. In the business world, it is, you know, considered dress if you have this European style of dress. I'm an artist and I'm African, and so I'm an African in here in America because my great-great-grandparents were dragged here. I believe they were. You know, most of the African Americans that came here in the 1800s and 1700s were dragged here prior to the Emancipation Proclamation. And so I want to remember that even if my brothers and sisters who currently have come from the continent don't want to, that's their decision, if they're misunderstanding, that's their life. I like to wear my hair natural, and I feel beautiful. I like the fact that I've got my own boobs and my own butt, my own fingernails. I like that. And you know, and I went through a while of not really feeling attractive, you know, from the age of 13 to probably 21, because, you know, some people get boobs, you know, and the girls get bigger and bigger boobs. Like, oh, my God, you know, because they're growing and they're developing naturally. You know, I'm out of the 60s and 70s, so, hey, wasn't nobody paying for no boob jobs in Baltimore City, hardly, but they had some serious money. They knew about that. And so it's just respecting and loving what the Creator has given me, because I was blessed that everything was complete. I came out with all of my arms and fingers and toes and everything. You know, your parents look for those things. And some parents, when they look for all the toes, they're not always there. So those of us who have all our toes and nails, we need to be grateful that we don't have a cleft lip. The children who are born with their mouths and faces deformed, for some reason that part did not totally develop right. So we have to be thankful. And even if a person ends up with a mouth that's not developed right, they're still thankful for life, and we have to see beauty in them. See, that's the part that we've got to understand, seeing beauty in things that we've been taught, domesticated, not to see beauty in. I'm about to wrap up in a few seconds, but as you expand outside of yourself today and every day, I just have a personal request coming from the Jasari Love Show, Cynthia Jahi. Just stop a minute. When you wake up in the morning, just stop and say, okay, let me get myself together so that I can give peace. Even if you're not going to receive it, it's for any of you women or men out there that's in an abusive situation, get that peace within yourself. And I urge you to move into, out of your unpeaceful situation into a peaceful one. That's number one. But if you're not in any kind of abusive situation, then make sure you're not being abusive. Ah, I caught you off guard with that one, didn't I? Yeah. Make sure that you're waking your children up, saying nice things to them. Even if they're not getting up right away. What is the purpose of being mean? How about, hey, good looking, What you got cooking? I got something cooking up for you. How about singing that song to your children and your husband when you wake up? It's an oldie, but you know, hey, baby, I got some good breakfast for you. Wake your child up. Hey, come on, it's time to get up. I'm getting ready to put something good on for you. And why don't you put something tasty on? And I'm not all into the sugars and all that stuff, but sometimes a little cinnamon toast, a little bit of sugar and some cinnamon. I mean, I'm just saying, we'll switch it up and put some honey and some cinnamon. You see what I'm saying? Sweeten it up just a little bit, just a little bit. And to you people really want to be hardcore, and your child peed the bed last the night before, how about a little love? And I know you probably ain't even listening to this show. So somebody was listening to the show, if you could convince somebody who you know kind of hardcore, put them on the Sorry's Love Show. Let's start talking about how we can be more loving to that grandbaby, that child, that person, that elderly person who had the natural things that God makes us do, pee and urinate and defecate in a bed and our clothes. We had an accident. They were not in control. Let's be kinder, sweeter, more gentler, more considerate. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. It can and it will. I'm going to tell you right now. This is the funny part. I got to laugh when I say this here. Oh, it will happen to you. Some people are going to say, oh, my God, it's kind of crazy. If you are a human being on this earth, you're going to urinate yourself at least one time between now and death. Ha! Or defecate. So treat people the way you want to be treated. And you don't even know how you want to be treated, but let me tell you right now, you want to be treated with decency and in order and love. For that person around you to just say, you know, hey, poor yourself, I think you may have had an accident. Not, some don't smell good around here. No, you pull that person aside and help them. Go get that sanitary napkin if it's a female, or a pair of underwear. So every lady on this phone, how about carrying an extra brand new set with you and anything extra? Why can't we be there for our fellow brother and sister when something outrageous happens to them? Hey, this is the Just Sorry's Love Show, and I'm going to put a challenge out to you. Text me at 252-406-0774 and let me know, what are you going to do tomorrow in your arsenal of love and peace to consciously be prepared to give peace? Are you going to have an extra couple of dollars to give to someone, no strings attached? Are you going to allow somebody to come and live with you, help them out, no strings attached, put a deadline, maybe a calendar, some activities, maybe away from the earnings and income? It's not even a natural attack to you for new network marketers out there, something they can do. Are you going to give people an encouraging word and say, you know what? What you were trying to do, I don't know much about what you're trying to do, but I think you can do it. You are going to be successful at whatever you put your mind and your energy into doing. Can you say that to somebody today? Can you wake up your family member, your husband, your daughter, your child? Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? I got something sweet and good for you. This is Cynthia Jahi of the Just Sorry's Love Show. Do you know why and how the trees wake in springtime? Catch you next week, same time, same place, 12 o'clock noon. The Just Sorry's Love Show, Eastern Standard Time. Peace.